This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
From Wall Street to the White House, this is the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. We still have inflation problems. And I think this idea that the Fed is going to be slashing its Fed funds target rate multiple times this year may prove to be a bad bet by the bond market. But let's bring in John Carney, Breitbart economics editor and co-author of the Breitbart Business Digest, which is a must-read. John, welcome. You know, I'm looking at some of the stuff you've got. First of all, my pal Rick Santelli, who's a wonderful guy, it takes $1.19 in 2023 dollars to buy what a dollar bought pre-COVID. That's an interesting point. 19 cents. Inflation
is very important because it reminds us to look at inflation, not just as what happened last year, but what's happened to us over quite a few years, because that's how it impacts households and families.
No, that's right. That's exact. Is it right? You know, it's funny. We always think of it in terms of under Biden, so you could base it January. So the CPI is up about 17% since January of 2021. Maybe we should be basing it from the end of 2019.
I think that's probably correct. I think CNBC didn't let him do it just by just Biden's term, and that's why he did it 2019.
But
there is, you know, they said no, it's too political.
Yeah.
But 2019 for a lot of people was the last normal year, so I do think that makes sense. By the way, there was no inflation in 2020, so you know, it probably doesn't make much of a difference at all whether you start your counting in 2021 or started in 2019. That was the last year people experienced things as normal, and I think that is when they think about normal prices, they probably have the mindset of 2019, and big deviations from that is what bothers them so much.
You know, don't forget, my pal Santelli, who's really a lovely man, he was one of the founders of the Tea Party, remember?
Absolutely. I watched it live the morning that he announced, we're having a Tea Party.
Yeah.
It was pretty exciting, and he got it going.
I remember that night, I had him on my show, my old CNBC show, just to clarify what he was doing. But it took. Now, your other pieces here, inflation has been stuck in high gear for 6 months. Now, you wrote an interesting piece on the producer price index, maybe a little technical for us here on the radio. That was a good piece,
though. It's a treatise on the producer price index.
Yeah.
If anybody ever wants to know, what is this thing and why isn't it the CPI? If you read the New York Times or frankly, any other financial press, you will not find out what it is because none of them know, apparently.
Right.
I read through all the reports. They all got it wrong. I explain what the difference is, and it is too technical to go in here now. But again, if anybody really wants to know what PPI is, they can read last night's Breitbart.
Yeah, no, it's very good. Intermediate demand index, pretty close to what final demand could be. But you're right. You know, you could just look at commodity prices. But anyway, the bone crusher was, when did it come out? Thursday. The CPI was higher than people thought. And I guess your point is, after coming down for many, many months, now it's leveling off, and it's leveling off at close to 4% on core, which is twice the Fed's 2% target. So
that's right. There, it's the idea that we were on a glide path to 2% really seems to, that's still the market's mindset. It still sees 5 rate cuts next year, which you have to think means that inflation would keep coming down. But we really haven't been, there hasn't been much disinflation happening since last June or July. We're sort of stuck in a holding pattern. And by the way, some people like Mohammed El-Aryan, he says, well, the Fed should just target 3% instead, and everything would be a lot easier. You know, which of course it's easier. You know, if my wife tells me, hey, you know, I need you to, you know, you got to get out there and mow the lawn, and I say, well, you know what, I'm just, and I do half of it, and I say, well, that's my target. I was only going to mow half of the lawn. Then the job's done already, right? Like, yeah, it would make things easier, but it would be a disaster. Mm. This is the first time the Federal Reserve's 2% target has really ever been challenged. Where they, you know, where they went above it and they're trying to bring it back down. To give up on the target now would actually destroy their credibility, because how would the 3% target have any credibility if we know that they caved the first time they had trouble getting it back to 2%?
Well, so you're at 3.4% 12-month change, and core is 3.9. And then, you know, John, going down services, which includes labor costs more than most of the other categories. So services up 5% last 12 months. Services ex energy up 5.3. I mean, I'd keep an eye on that if I were the Fed, because, you know, that's a big part of the economy. And nobody else wants to look at it, but they're supposed to look at it. Not look at all the woke DEI classifications. We did a whole segment on that on the TV show, which is the worst thing I've ever seen. But this, inflation, embedded inflation.
Yeah, and so one of the problems right now, and this is why I think that inflation is not going lower and it's probably going to go higher. You know, maybe January will go a little lower. January is a funky month. But, you know, over the next 6 to 8 months, it's not going lower. It's probably going higher. One, we're not going to get any more goods disinflation. We got some of that from the clearing up of supply chains, the repairing of the way things are made, nearshoring items that were made in China. That's not going to, that's over. That progress, you know, that probably took us from 9 down to 5% inflation. Mm. The goods part isn't going any lower. The services part does not seem to be, that was where they needed the disinflation to come from next. If you look at either the CPI or the PPI, there's no sign that services inflation is coming down. And why should it? We have 3.7% unemployment. If you look at jobless claims, they're at around 200,000. That's not coming down. The pressure is not coming down. So we are going to see sustained higher inflation, because there's no more goods disinflation, and we haven't been able to achieve a softening of the labor market.
So, you know, from all this, I think the bond market bet, the futures market, that you're going to have, I don't know, 5 rate cuts or maybe more. I don't know what the latest is. The Federal Reserve itself, with their economic
projections.
The Fed has
3 penciled in now. Right. The market has 5.
What the heck? How can you do that with these kinds of numbers?
I think both of those are wrong. I think right now, unless we get something super unexpected weak happening, I can't see them really cutting in March, even though the market thinks there's a 60 to 70% chance of that happening. I think they're going to aim for a May cut. The May cut could get derailed if inflation starts to pick back up, which I think it will. But so they try to cut in May, maybe they cut in March, but I don't think that the 5 cuts the market has in is realistic. And I think they may even have trouble getting 3 cuts in. I think it may be a one and done. Mm. They cut rates, see what's going on in inflation, see that it's picking back up and say, okay, we can't do that again. They are at risk of repeating the mistakes of the 1970s, where the Fed kept thinking that they had defeated inflation, cutting rates, and then having to raise them even higher than they had gone before because inflation took off again.
And, John, I think, you know, if the Fed starts cutting rates before they hit their 2% target, the risk of politicizing the Fed, they're going to get called out on it by Republicans all over the country, and including myself. Now, I have a counter view here. I think Jay Powell is going to be stronger than some others think. I don't think he wants to be renominated for a third term. And I think he understands the politics very, very well. And he knows that if he starts cutting rates and the actual inflation is still above target, you know, he'll be accused of juicing the economy to reelect Joe Biden. I don't think Jay Powell wants that.
He doesn't want it, and there's no reason for it. There's not a the unemployment's at 3.7%. There's no compelling reason to cut. Mm-hmm. So why take the risk of having this immense, possibly institutionally threatening backlash that will come? Remember that the Fed's dual mandate is set by legislation. Congress put that in place in the 1970s. It can be changed. Congress can control the Fed without interfering with its independence. I'm not saying Congress should set monetary policy, but they could tell the Fed, for instance, you know what, you have to target 2% and you cannot cut rates when you're above 3%, right? Mm-hmm. They could just pass a law, or they could take away the employment mandate altogether and say, your only job, the ECB has one mandate, your only job is price stability. And I don't think the Fed wants Congress to start passing laws that restrict the Fed's actions. And that's really what they're risking if they get political.
That's what'll happen
when they don't need to.
You'll get guys like French Hill on the Banking Committee, Financial Services Committee. They'll jump all over it. So I agree with you.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
So, folks, John Carney, Breitbart Economics Editor and Breitbart Business Digest every day. You got to follow this thing. It's the best product of its kind. John, thank you ever so much. Folks, we'll take a quick break, and then the great Roger Stone, political analyst supreme, all right? He's going to come in and give us some of his wisdom on Iowa, New Hampshire, and the entire race. I'm Kudlow. Roger Stone up next.
Larry Kudlow.